218-643-2275.
All right, we're back to talk zoo news, all things Kankakee Zoo. Our morning zoo edition with Tom and Kathy and a special guest.
Yeah.
Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. Appreciate it, as always.
Great. We have Adie Hansey with us today. She's been our lead keeper for She's been our keeper for 17 years and lead keeper for most of that.
Wow.
Yeah. And a belated happy 40th birthday.
Oh, Tom.
40th? 40? I thought you said 36. I thought that's what we were
talking
about.
No. That was 4 years ago.
That was four years ago. Okay.
Yep.
That was with Frank. This is 40 with Bill. Okay. So that's right. The media and 80s advancing year. 80, step up to the mic before we're in big trouble. Good morning.
Right, good morning.
Hey, I apologize for that. We get off on these tangents.
I'm so used to it. It's ridiculous.
Why I call it the morning zoo. Well, you got a position opening up at Kankakee Zoo.
We do.
What's this about?
We have a full-time zookeeping position open. You get to work with all the animals in the zoo. It's very rewarding job, hardworking job.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested in working with a great bunch of people, a great bunch of animals.
I'll second that.
Go ahead and apply. I mean, we have a Facebook post with Kathy and my emails on there. You can send your cover letters and resumes,
mm-hmm.
or you can call the zoo and we can talk to you then.
Kind of quickly cover what would a day look like for a full-time zookeeper.
Yep.
What does that look like?
So we come in the mornings, we inspect all of our animals, make sure they're all doing good, and then we service our dangerous animals, so our big cats, primates, mm-hmm. Get their outsides cleaned. Enrichment, huge on enrichment. Give them some fun stuff to do during the day. And then we just go around our day taking care of everybody, cleaning, a lot of cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
So if you love cleaning, this is definitely a good job for you.
Right, but that all goes in with good animal care too, right?
Yep. And then we also do our animal training for vet care.
Okay.
So that way we're taking the best care of these animals that we possibly can.
So this new position, they will learn the training aspect of this
eventually,
as well?
Eventually, yeah. Okay. First they'll learn the zookeeping part of it,
mm-hmm.
and then eventually get added into our training program.
So this is like immense growth with this position. So
yes.
Potential for growth.
You definitely have to have a passion for animals. Mm-hmm. If you love animals and you have the passion, we always look at it. We are their provider. So their lives are our main concern to make sure the enrichment that Adie mentioned is a huge thing. And this team we have has such a passion for the animals on it, and that's the kind of people we like.
And you can tell just watching. I mean, if you're down there, folks, if you're looking around the trails, just watch the zookeepers. Watch how they handle the exhibits. Watch how they handle the animals. And that's a tribute to you two and your training and what you've instilled, you know, throughout the years.
Well, we find that people are really, we find that everybody has had that naturally in them. It's innate in most of them. We also, of course, our mission is to connect the public to these animals. So the keepers learn their backstories and can share what's going on with these animals in the wild and in captivity, and just the personal stories of each of these animals. And we all have we say we don't have our favorite, but it depends on who we're working with. They're my favorite today. This is my favorite today. But we do have them, and you can ask the keepers about what's dear to them.
Your zookeeper, I always refer to them as like human books, because when I see people down there just looking at the various exhibits, if there's a zookeeper in the vicinity, all of a sudden there's dialogue and there's information about whatever it is they're looking at. It is. They're like walking textbooks to each exhibit.
That is right. And we're very blessed to have the team that we have. And, you know, it's as Adie mentioned, it's a rewarding job because you know you're doing something in conservation, education.
Right.
Our connection with the people to the animals is so that people care. They learn, they care, they love. And you're not only a hero to the animals, but you're a hero to every little child that comes in.
That's
everybody
true.
Says, I want to be a zookeeper. Nobody grows up nobody's a child and wants to grow up to be a zoo director.
Right. It's amazing how that works. There is a distinction, isn't there?
You know, that I always say they have the job that most people would die for, to get that job, to have the interaction with the animals, to be able to work with them and get that close and personal connection is a huge thing.
I'd just sign up to work with you, Tom.
Well, that's a bonus.
You know, that's a given. Yeah, anytime.
Would sign you up to do
it. Any time of the day or night.
That might be a big mistake.
Right? So, AD, one more time. This is if people are interested, they can go to, you got something on Facebook, you said?
Yep, we have my email and Kathy's email posted.
Okay.
So you can send stuff right over, and we'll be in touch with you.
Easy. Okay. So, folks, if you're listening to this, and trust me, This would definitely be something worth looking into. So, by all means, do that.
Let's
talk about hopping around here.
Hopping around
because we're thinking of hopping into spring.
So one more thing that falls on the lead keeper is picking up those chicks and ducks at 4 in the morning at the post office.
Seriously, that's where they show up, huh? Yep. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like strange hours, but they will be here.
Okay.
And Hop into Spring is a week from this Saturday. It's the 15th. And that's the, you know, we plan for the zoo to be open too. I mean, it's winter zoo still out there, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
And so we will, it's regular admission or your membership to come on in and enjoy the nature center with the chicks and the ducks and the bunnies. Oh, everything spring. And then enjoy the zoo if you wish to go through that day.
How many years have you been doing Hop into Spring? It's been around a while. Let's just leave it at that.
Over 5 for sure.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What a great event. And
yeah.
Again, getting people looking forward to the season and the zoo opener, and then you'll have your cleanup day too, weather permitting.
We will have our cleanup day.
All right.
That's the Saturday before Easter, and then we open the week after Easter. So.
And then into a great 2025 season.
Oh, man, we're excited.
Yeah? And everybody down there doing okay. Everybody's healthy. Everybody's happy.
Everybody's healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Right?
We're not wealthy.
Okay,
so
the wealthy part
wealthy,
we
so,
lied about.
So come see us and help us operate.
Got one up on me if you're doing the wealthy thing. But hey, thanks for, AD, thanks for coming in. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Telling us about this position. And, man, what a great opportunity for somebody out there with that passion. But, that's kind of the first thing you look for, isn't it?
You do, and work ethic.
Yeah.
Work ethic. Nice, good work history, like mm-hmm. You've been a worker.
Right.
And there's some physical to it, too.
Sure.
But not anything that a regular adult can't handle.
Fantastic.
And should be handling because it's fit people.
And then get over to your Facebook page and get applying
out.
If that
check
sounds like something
and,
that.
Or just like she said, give us a call or however you can reach us, we'll get your message.
Kathy and Tom and AD, thanks so much for stopping
Thank
by.
Thank you,
Appreciate
Bill.
It. You bet. Morning Zoo, we do this every Thursday here. Right around 8:20 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
That's Carlson Family Insurance in Wahpeton, representing Auto Owners Insurance. Visit Carlson Family Insurance Agency in Wahpeton today. Call 672-6002.